Today's daf is daf lamed hey. So we got to the very last line of lamed dalet amid beis, the last three words on the page. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Naktinan, he has a certain tradition that timei taharos b'meis. Let's say a person is metame, someone else's taharos, and that individual dies, lo kuntsu b'no achar. We do not penalize the son afterwards. The din is, if a person is metame, someone else's taharos, the din is he has to pay. He has to be mishalim the nezek. So let's say he doesn't pay and the individual dies. Now it passes on the certain requirements and debt pass on to the child. In this case, that penalty, that knas, does not pass on to the child. So why? What's the reason? My time, what's the reason for this? Sheino nikar lo shmei hezek. When it comes to hezek sheino nikar, when it comes to unrecognizable damage, and this is a case not recognizable. If you bash a guy's window, so then that's a nicker. If you're metame person's taros, from the outside, nothing has changed. The tumma doesn't change the way something looks. That's called hezek shein nicker. And hezek shein nicker, it's a big machlokus in the Gemara. We assume ein lo shmei hezek. It's not called hezek. In which case, he's not really chayv. Even the father isn't chayv anything. There's no nezek. There's no din derais of having to pay anything. It was simply a knas that the chacham imposed on the violator, the mazik. So the Gemara explains, Knasa, their banan lididei, their banan only penalized the father, the individual himself, but libre lo kantir banan. But the Chacham did not penalize the child afterwards, and therefore he's pater. So that concludes yesterday's discussion. Now let's begin Daf Lamed Hey, the new mission on the top. The mission begins, Ma'isa bezacha shereichelim, there is a male sheep, a zakein, a saro, meduldal, its beard and hair was hanging. And it was never, no one ever sheared it. Ro kasdor echad, a certain goy saw what was going on. A certain officer, this old sheep and very hairy sheep. Amar ma tivo shazeh, what's this like long haired sheep? It never sheared. Why don't you trim it, use the wool? So they explained to him, Amru lo b'chor hu, v'eino nishchat ela im kein haya b'mum. It's a b'chor. And the b'chor, you only have to shecht it if it gets a mum. It never had a mum, so it's a very long, an old sheep. So he understood. Natal pigam v'tzarim ozno. So he took a little spear of some sort, and he made a hole in the ear, and now he has this animal has a mum. So what happened? So they bav ma'isa lifnei chacham. They brought the shayla to a chacham. Are you allowed to eat this b'chor? Are you allowed to shecht this b'chor based on the mum that this goy just had made on the animal? So what they say, hitiru, they say it's permitted. The achash hitiru, after they said, oh, this is permitted. If a goy makes a mum, it's allowed. You're allowed to eat the b'chor. Halach v'tzirim ozne b'chor is achayim v'achayim v'asu. So this goy, very nice goy, he went ahead and he started to make holes in other types of ears of b'chor that were living for a long time. And the chacham said, now it's going to be asur. One may not do this anymore. Then the mission begins another story. Pamachas, there's one time, one event. Hayutinokos misachin basader. There are some children playing around in the field. The kashu zanve talam zebaze. It would be a fun game apparently to tie the tails together of sheep and make them run away from each other until a tail falls off. Niftakas novel sheechem him, and one tail would eventually snap off. Baharei hu bechor, and it was a bechor, and bechor missing a tail is considered a mum. Hu b'maisel lefnei chacham, they brought the shayla to the chacham. Is this considered a good enough mum? It wasn't done intentionally. They're trying to just have a good time. Kids were playing a fun game. So is that considered a mum that you could rely on? V'tir, they said this is permitted since this was not the kavana of the children. Rau hashetir, the children saw that this was a nice way of in permitting one to eat a bechor and to making into a mum. Halch v'kashu zanvus bechor sachem. They started to collect all the bechorim in the area, all the bechorim in the area, tied the tails, and then many of them now were missing tails, became bali mumim. We also, in this case, Chacham said, now since you're doing this intentionally, it's going to be aser, very similar model to the case of the goy above. And the Mishnah concludes, Zaklau, this is the principle, kol shu ledaito aser, shlo ledaito mutter. That which is done with intent, with kavana, then the result will be aser, to create a mum, kavana is aser, but for shlo ledaito, if the mum was created without intent, so then one can go ahead and eat the mum, the bechor rather, with that mum. The Gemara explains, Pam acheres hayu. So the Mishnah had two different cases which are parallel in terms of the principles, but two different cases. So why teach both? Betricha, you need to teach a case of the goy, you need to teach the case of the children. The Ashmin and Obi Kacham, how he taught the case of a goy, Dilo Asil Misrach. In terms of the goy, it's not going to lead to any other concerns. What does that mean, Dilo Asil Misrach? Rashi explains here, four lines down in the Gemara. It says, Lemisrach. Lelamed lahatil mum bekachim. This guy won't get comfortable with making mumim by kachim. The sircha dovi kocham lo ichpasam, meaning we don't care if he does, and perhaps he will, but we don't really care. Sharei nohoga hu beisur, let him violate an isur. We don't really care if the guy violates isurim, and therefore let him continue to do this. So the Gemara is explaining here, why do we say the first time, the first offense, do we allow if the guy did this, it's okay, because he did it. One second. Why is allowed the first offense here for the goy to do this? If it's permitted, why the first time? Because even though he may have done the first time, we don't really care if he does for the isurim. So Ezra asking, what exactly is the isur involved with the goy who's made to mum? So the Acharim discusses. Some say that the Einachanami, this is the isa of a goy to make to mum. Where do you see this? Because we know the Gemara tells us in several places that you can accept the carbon of a goy. So since you accept the carbonos of a goy, they have to hold on to keep the isurim as well. They can't be made to mum. That's one explanation. The other explanation is no, because when you're made to mum, that's a violation of nezek. You're being mazik someone else's property, and since the goyim are included in the halachas of dinim, one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are dinim, keeping a whole court system, so that would include the dinim of nezek, and that would be the isur that they are violating. So either way, there's an isur. So the havamin is, so the first time they make something wrong, we don't really care, we'll let it fly, they might lead to more isurim, big deal, we don't really care. Aval katan, says the Gemara, to us, the Mishach, if we permit the first offense of the katan, it might lead them to do other isurim as well and encourage them, aim alone. Maybe we shouldn't even allow the first time around when they tied the tails together, even though that wasn't their intent. We should ask even that first time. Therefore, tshicha, to teach me, no, the first offense, even of a katan, we'll let that one time slide. Now, if we taught the case of a katan, it may be the katan we let the first time slide because that's no one's going to confuse if a katan did it, a gadol could do it also. No, everyone knows there's a clear difference between the halachas of a katan and the halachas of a gadol, so that's why we let the first time slide for a katan. In the case of a goy, where we let the first time slide, where it might lead, if the goy gadol was permitted on the first offense, maybe perhaps a gadol will do this as well, a gadol who's a Yisrael. And aim alo, we shouldn't therefore permit even the first time for the goy. Tzicha, no, the first time for the goy, the first time for a katan are both acceptable. Anything after that is going to be awesome. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Katina, Lo Shanu Elo Damrlei. The only reason why the case of the goy was permitted because he said the following nusach. The lo as the Amrlei, im nasebo mum. Unless a mum, haya b'mum, the mum was created. Sound like memela, it happened. But aval, if you say to the goy that we can't eat the b'chor, if one makes a mum, that implies that one's allowed to make a mum. It's command amrle zil avid be'muma damim. It's as if you said to the goy, go ahead and make a mum. We know when it comes to Issa Shabbos, there's something called Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum applies across the board to all Yisurim. The Gemara Bava Metzia discusses this about asking a goy to be to misaris, to neuter an animal is an Issa Deraisa. To even ask a goy to do that would be a violation of Amir La'akum. It applies to all Yisurim. So here as well, you tell the goy to mate the mum, that's an Issa of Amir La'akum of making mate to mum. So the question is, how do you formulate it? We know when it comes to halachas of Shabbos, so if you hint something versus directing, there are different ways to describe it. The Gemara says the same thing here. If you say a mum just happens to be, you didn't direct him at all, so then that's allowed. But if you said the lashon nase, unless a mum was made to it, that's implying that maybe the goy should go ahead and do this. That would not be acceptable, even the first time the goy would do this. So comes along Amar Rava. Rava says Michti. Let's understand this for a second. Memelahu. It's still Memelahu. You didn't direct him. It was still inferred by him. Mali Haya, Mali Nasa. Who cares whether you say their mum is on it or it was made to him? You're not directing him. And therefore he says Ella Nasa Nami Memela. Even if you say the word unless a mum was Nasa to it, that also implies Memela. That also implies that he just happened to do this on his own. Veloshna. In both scenarios, we would accept the Bechor with a mum, no matter how you had formulated it. If you directly say to him, unless you make a mum, then everybody would agree it would be a violation of the Yamir Akam. But anything short of that would be acceptable.
That's the
first time? After the first time, then it's not permitted. So then the Gemara says, Zaklau kosher l'das aser, anything that's l'das aser. So what's it coming to include? What other case that wasn't mentioned? Lasuye mai, lasuye grama, that we saw yesterday's daf, that grama, if you put some type of fig cake or bread on the ear, and you cause it to cause a dog to eat the ear off, that's going to create a mum, that's grama, that's aser, that's called l'daito. And what about Shalaladas? What's that? Lesui Mesiach Lefitumo. If a person just happens to be talking and then he's able to infer from your words that you could shecht and he makes a mum, but that wasn't your kavana at all, you weren't trying to impress upon him to make a mum, that would also be permitted. There's a machlokas how exactly one does the Mesiach Lefitumo, but it just simply means we're just in conversation, casually, this topic comes up and then he's able to learn from this, that he should make a mum, that would be acceptable as well. That's not called the daita. The new Mishnah tells us now, Hayab Bechor Rodfo. Let's say there's a Bechor that's chasing you. It's a very wild Bechor. And Bato, and you end up kicking it to protect yourself. V'yasa b'mum, and in doing so, you kick it and make a mum. Hareza shocht in a love. You're allowed to shech the animal. That's called an acceptable mum. You didn't have kavana to make a mum. You had kavana to protect yourself, to defend yourself. That's acceptable. And Rashi says, even if the guy's a Kohen who's being chased afterwards, we assume his kavana was not to make a mum. His kavana was to protect himself, and that's acceptable. So Amr it's only true if you kick him while he's in chase. After he stops chasing you and the animal is resting and taking it easy, and you go over and you kick it in the side or kick it in the ear, lo, that would not be an acceptable mum. That we say you made the you kicked him to make the mum. He's not chasing you anymore. There's no self defense anymore. That would be creating your own mum. That would be awesome. So pshita, of course, well, that distinction is true. What's the why do you have to teach me that then? So Mao the same Tsaru Hudumitcha, you would think since he's passing by this Bukhor that once chased him a few months ago, he just gets upset and kicks him. He remembers that he was like scared to death, so he kicks him. So maybe you should think that would be acceptable. Kamashvil on that note, if the animal's not chasing you and you kick it, that's called kavana of making a mum, that would be usur. Ikadami says the opposite. Ikdamri says, Amra Papa, lo tema b'shas redifa in, v'ashlo b'shas redifa lo. Don't say the distinction, only if you kick him while he's chasing you, do we accept that mum. But if you kick him when he's no longer chasing you, then that's not a good mum. It's not a mum that we rely on. Don't say that. Ela filo l'ach redifa nami. Even after he stopped chasing you, and he's sitting on the side, and you kick the animal in the ear, and you create a mum, even that's acceptable. You can still shecht it. Why? It's no longer self-defense. Gemara says, my taima, Tsarahu Dimitcha. He remembers the pain he had that he was scared to death. He kicked it. That's still considered, even though it's not self-defense, it certainly wasn't, it was revenge, but it wasn't creating a mum. And since his kavana wasn't to create a mum, it was to take revenge on the animal, that would be an acceptable mum, and you could shecht on this. So Amar Rabbi Huda, says, Mote lahat mum b'chor kodem shiyatzu la'avir ha'olam. We saw this before. I think in the first parak we saw this. The din is that you're allowed to be metal mum of a bechor before it gets born. So if somehow the roa, the shepherd, could stick his hand inside and cut off the something of the animal before it comes into this world, that's acceptable. That's not an iser deraisa of metal mum. That's acceptable. So Amrav, whoever says, what are some examples? Gadia, gdi, goat. With its ear. They have very long ears. So when it comes out, before when most of the head comes out, that's already considered born, and at that point you can no longer be metamum. But since the goats, when he sticks out the top of the head, the ears are very long, so you could be metamum of the ear before most of the head comes out, so that would be an example where you could do this. That's an Eitz Tova to do this. Imre, when it comes to sheep, its lips apparently are very long, and the way it comes out, you're able to cut the lips off before most of the head comes out. These are two ways that one could accomplish being made to mum before the animal is fully born. So Ikadami, some say, Imre Nami Bodna, you could even do the sheep with the ears, you could catch the ears of the sheep as well to cut them. Emer derech stav nafik, if it came out somehow in a side way, so you could get its positioned in such a way, you could also cut off the ears of the sheep. Rashi explains how this all works technically. So good question. Great question. Yeah, I don't know. Why is not Tzar Balei Chaim? If it's considered a need, I don't know. If this is a need, I don't know.
Why isn't kicking the animal after he kicks?
Self-defense.
That's
part of the revenge. It's part of it's part of the thing.
That's if you kick him after, it's awesome.
No, one opinion says you're allowed to. Look, that's part of the fight. It's part of a fight. If some person gets you, it's getting back to the animal. Yeah, there's no toelis for it. It's a toelis, but I'm not sure if that's considered a tzarech. It's a good question. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Achav lo mechsei. Let's say the animal has got some type of mum in the mouth. We're going to learn very soon in the next parak the various mumim. But one of the places is in the mouth. Now the dinim of mumim is, has to be something that's begalur, that it's visible, it can't be hidden, has to be begalur. So let's say the animal when it's eating, its mouth is closed, below mechsei, you can't see the mum inside. But pai, if the animal is screaming and making its noise, o mechsei, the mouth is wide open, you could see something with the gums, and you can recognize it, have a mumma, that's a mumma. Even though you can't always see it, but as long as at some point it's visible, that's sufficient to be considered galoy and would be a mum. So my Kamash Lamutta teaching us, Tanina, we learn in the Mishnah, that hachut and achitzonos, that the chit and chutin are like the gums or something, right? The gums on the, what?
Yeah,
the gums on the outside, shenifgamu or shenigmumu, that they're cut of some sort, so since they're visible, they're in front of the mouth, they're the chitzonos on the outside, the external, so then that's going to be a mum. Hapnimius, that's which are deeper in the inside, the back of the mouth, which are not as visible. Shenekru, only if they are a nekru, completely removed. But if they're simply cut or sliced, where you can recognize it, then it wouldn't be a mum if they're pnimius. My time, what's the reason? La mishum dechipoi machse, is it, why is it if it's nekru? If the pnimius are nekru, it's a mum. Because when the animal screams, you look inside and you see the back of the mouth, it's missing gums, that's a very visible mum. So isn't that what we learned? Isn't that what Rava says? If it's a pa'i v'mechse, it's a mum, that's a Mishnah. So why does Rava have to teach us that which we know already from a Mishnah? So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa explains, Rava nami time at the Masis Mefarsh. Rava is not being mechadish anything, he's just providing the reason behind the Mishnah. My time in the Akru havi mum. What's the reason why when the back gums are removed, it's a mum? Because Mishum dechipoi. Because when the animal opens its mouth, when it yells, when it screams, when it makes its noise, it's noticeable, and that's behind, that's the svar behind the Mishnah. The new Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Lamed Hey here, the kol mum haruin lavo b'dei adam, any type of mum that's able to be created by a person, so then the din is roe Yisrael nemanim, roe koanim eno nemanim. The shepherds, koanim are, rather shepherds, Yisraelim, are believable, but roe koanim are not. So we're going to see a machlokis in the Gemara. Does Roa Yisrael mean Roa Yisrael shepherds that are Jew, that are Yisraelim, working for a Kohen? Or does it mean shepherds of Yisraelim, shepherds that work for Yisraelim? So we're going to see machlokis, how to define Roa Yisrael and how to define Roa Kohanim. So either way, the din is, whatever they are, Roa Yisrael are Nemanim, Roa Kohanim are Eino Nemanim. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Neman hu al shechavero, a person's trusted on his someone else's animal, but the ain Neman al asma, he's not al shatma, he's not believed on his own animals. So it comes along now Rabbi Meir, the third cheetah says, Hachashid al hadabar, lo danu lo meidu. If he's chashid, he's not believable not only on his someone his own, but he's not even believable on someone else's lo shel asmo, but lo shel chavero. So the Gemara explains now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Achlok, is how to interpret the Mishnah. Chad Amar, Roa Yisrael Be'Kohanim, is referring to Roam, shepherds, who are Yisraelim, that are working in the house of Kohanim. So the Kohen is the Balabayas here, and the Yisraelim are the Roam here. So these shepherds now are Ne'emanim, are believed to say that this even though it's a mum that could have come from Bidadam, we trust them to say, we know this came in Mela. Didn't come Bidadam, we watched it, we believe them. Why do we believe them? Because aren't they working for the Kohen? Maybe they're doing some type of games with each other, they're paying for each other, helping each other out. The Gemara says, no, L'legima lo chashim, we're not concerned L'legima, it's L'legima. L'legima means to taste. The taste is that we know that when a Bechor Baal Mum is eaten by a Kohen, he's allowed to invite the Yisraelim. We have Machlokes, Beis Shammai says, only a Kohen can eat a Bechor Baal Mum. Beis Hillel, who we pass like, says, no, you can even invite Yisraelim, you can even invite a Goy. So what is perhaps going on here? The Yisrael says, oh, even though it can't happen to be the other, they say, it happened to be the Shammayim, and you can eat it. Because they're gaining from this. By them testifying that this was a good mum, they're going to benefit from this tasting of the animal. So the Gemara said, lo chashim, we're not concerned that that's really what's going on here, and therefore we do trust the Roem Yisrael. But let's say the Gemara says, Roem Kohanim, we have shepherds of Kohanim that are Bei Yisrael. The Kohanim are working in my property here. Einemanim, we do not trust the Kohen who says, oh, it was a mum bidei Shemayim. We don't trust them. Why not? Because Meimar Amar, they're going to say, the Kohanim are going to rationalize themselves. They're going to say as follows. Kevin the Katarchana Bey, since we're being Matriach, I'm the shepherd, the Kohen shepherd of the Israel, Lo Shavak Lididiv, Yav Lacharino, they're not going to give it to someone else and pass up me. I'm in the guy's property. I'm working the field. He's going to give it to me. And therefore, since he thinks he's gaining from this, he's going to lie and say it was a good mum, and this way he could get to eat from that Bechor sooner. So therefore, we don't trust him. And then certainly, Huadin Kohen the Kohen the Chashin leGomlin as well. When it comes to a Kohen shepherd working for another Kohen, then we're concerned they're going to be really helping each other out directly. That you say my mum is a mum, you say your mum is a good mum, and therefore, when Roam Kohanim for Balabatim Kohanim, we don't trust them as well. That's the first shita of this Mishnah. Then comes along Asa Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lameimar, Neman hu al shechaveh, Reinan Neman al shechatma. He's trusted legabe someone else's bechor, but he's not trusted legabe his own. The Asa Rabbi Meir says, Lameimar, Hachashad al davar, lo danu lo meidu. We don't trust a person at all. If he's chashad on something, we can't trust him on his own, we can't trust him on someone else's. That's all according to one understanding that Roa Yisrael means the Roim who are Yisraelim working in the Beit Kohan. But now comes the other opinion, the other Amorah. The Chad Amar Roa Yisrael V'hein Kohanim is referring to the shepherds of Yisraelim, but there are shepherds are actually Kohanim. Now, this case, when the shepherds are Kohanim, we do trust them according to this interpretation. Ne'emanim, we do trust them. Why do we trust the Kohanim if the Kohanim are shepherds? So the Gemara explains, going to Amar Beis now, Meim Amar. The shepherd's going to say, the Roa Kohanim are going to say as follows. There's no way the Baal Bais is going to give me as a Kohen the Bechor wine. Lo shavik tuber mirabanan v'yohav l'didi. He's not going to pass up the opportunity to give his Bechor to some Talmud Chacham and give it to me. I'm just a stama roe. The Gemara says in several places that the roe tzon are considered am ha'aretz. So why would he give a Bechor to me and am ha'aretz and not to some Talmud Chacham? And therefore the roam kohanim have nothing to gain, so therefore we do trust them according to this understanding. And then the Gemara says, then Roi, that's Roi Yisrael. Now, what's Roam Kohanim? Vehen Yisrael. That's referring to Roam Yisraelim who are working for the Baal Bais who's a Kohen. So, in that case, when the Yisraelim shepherds are working for the Kohanim, there we don't trust them. Why not? Edom Nemanim, we don't trust the Roim in this case, when again the Roam are Yisraelim in the house of the Kohanim. The Chashinan Lelegima. We're concerned here that they're going to want to get taste some of the food here, because we're talking about, again, a Roa Yisrael in the house of the Kohen. He's going to gain something from this, so he's going to lie and say it's a good babum. The Kolshkin, certainly, Kohen Le Kohen, when it's a Kohen shepherd, working for a Kohen Baal Bais, certainly that case, we don't trust him. De lo. The Chashin Le Goldman, the Chashin Le Gima. Here, there's double concern. One is a concern of taste, that the Kohen shepherd wants to taste from the Baal Bais's Bechor. And two is their Goldman, they're going to help each other out. When this one has a Bechor, when that one has a Bechor, since they're both Kohanim, and therefore we don't trust them at all. That's the other understanding of the Tanakhama. The also Rabbi Shimon says now, the Meimar, Neman al Shel Chaveru Veino Neman al Shel Atma, is not trusted on his own, is not trusted on someone else's. Now, also Rabbi Meir, now according to this Man Damar, Rabbi Meir says, the Meimar, HaChashir HaHadavar Lo Danu Lo Meidu, he's not trusted on his own, he's not trusted on anyone else's, he's completely removed from any Nemanis. So Gemara now wants to understand these two different understandings. That's a very opposite, according to Tanakhama, there are two opposite conclusions about what to say when the shepherds are Kohanim, and versus what the shepherd Yisraelim, they're the opposites, how they understand it. So the Gemara explains, Bishma, I understand, Lamandam Roa Yisrael, Vein Kohanim, I understand, the second Mandamar who says, Roa Yisrael means that the Roim are working for Yisraelim, and they themselves are Kohanim, Ne'eman, that we trust these shepherds who are Kohanim. Hainu Dasu, that's why Rabbi Meir comes to Lameimar, HaChash HaDavar Lo Danav Lo Medu. He said, no. I don't trust them. Since Kohanim in general are chashid on Bechor, so I don't trust them even to testify for someone else's. I don't trust them to testify for the Baal Bais. So we understand the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Tanakhama, whether or not you trust the Kohen who's chashid in general, al chavero, or not al chavero. Tanakhama says we do trust him al chavero. Rabbi Meir says we don't trust him al chavero. So this makes sense. But Ella, according to the Man Damar that says, the Man Damar roi Kohanim be Yisrael, where the Kohanim are the shepherds, and they're in the house of Yisrael, Einem, and we don't trust the Kohanim on the Yisrael's property. Well, then, my Asa Rabbi Meir Lashminim, what's Rabbi Meir teaching us? Hainu Tanakhama. So if we're saying that Tanakhama holds that Roi Kohanim are not trusted on someone else's property, on the Baal Bais's Bechor, that's exactly what Rabbi Meir says, that Lo Asma Lo Shel Chaveiro. So what's the nafkamina between Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir? I hope you're still following me. So Gemara explains, the nafkamina is as follows. Rabbi Shua ben Kupsai, what does he say? That the sign of the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Shua ben Kupsai, he holds that Omer Bechor Be Kohen. If there's a Bechor, then the house of a Kohen, and there's a mum to the Bechor. Tzarech shnayim min ha-shuk lahayir alav. You need two people from the shuk, from outside, to testify that this mum came naturally and not that someone made the mum. Comes along now, Rabban Shimon, so that's the din. The Bechorim themselves are not trusted. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, afil b'no, afil b'ito, we trust him. He takes it to the other extreme. No, we trust not only the Bechor, but we trust rather the children of the Kohen as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afil asara v'heim b'nei beiso, ain made in love. He says, no, every single person about in the b'nei bais are all chashid on being made to mum. We don't trust any of them. So it comes out from all this as follows. That according to, where's Rashi on this? One second here. See, Rashi says, Tzarech shayim min ashuk. It's lower down in the Gemara now. Shnayim kol shehem, v'afilu kwanim, hava kwanim shebeveis olo. So according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Shua ben Kupsai, he holds that any two people, who as long as they're not in the house, but they're outside the house, even if they're kwanim, we trust these two kwanim. So Tanakhama is like Rabbi Shua ben Kupsai. He embraces the Shita. The Kamar, Roe Kohanim, Bein Be Yisrael, Bein Be Kohanim, the precious time up, Einemanim. Only if they're working in the house as part of the B'nai Bias, do not trust them. Of a Kohanim the Alma, if they come from outside, Nemanim, we do trust them. So that's according to Tanakhama. But according to our Mary, he says, no, we don't trust any Kohanim, even if they're not in the house, we don't trust any of them. So that's an afkamina between the Tanakhama and that of Rabbi Meir. Fine. So Gemara now says, Kaman Azla, so who is the author of the following statement? Haldam Rav Chista, Amrav Katina, Savek Bechor Shenolad Be Yisrael, Tarach Shai Min Ashuk Lahayit Alav. So the din is, let's say the Savek Bechor. We know the Savek Bechor, that a Yisrael does not have to give it to a Kohen, he gets to keep it for himself. And if it gets a mum, so then he gets to eat it, and it's a motz mechavei olav haraya. So who holds this way? That again, come on, ozla hadam rav chis amar rav ketina asavik b'chor shenolad be Yisrael. That he gets a bamum tach shayim and ashuk lahayir olav. You need two people from the outside to testify that the mum came me atzmo and no one was made to mum. So who holds this way? Come on, it must be like Rabbi Yeshua ben Kafusai, and holds that you need two people from the outside. We trust two people from the outside. So Gemara now says, Rav Nachman says, Habaylim me'idim alav. He says, in the case of a Safek Bechor, we don't need to have Shnai Mishuk. You could trust the Bali himself. We're talking about a Beis Yisrael, not a Beis Kohen, a Beis Yisrael. In a Beis Yisrael, a house of Yisrael, we do trust the Bali himself. Why? Because only do we have a Chashad by Kohanim, but we don't have a Chashad by Yisraelim. Because Dilal Temach, if you don't say this, if you don't trust the Yisraelim at all, so Meiser, the Rabbi Meir, mi Meir alav. Who's going to ever testify about a Meiser Behema? So, meaning a Meiser Behema goes to Yisrael, right? A Bechor goes to Kohen typically. If it's a Vada, it goes to the Kohen. And Meiser Behema, when you separate it, the Yisrael gets to keep it. So now, if we say we don't trust even Yisraelim, so then who's ever going to, let's say a Meiser Behema gets a mum? And then a ma'aser gets a mum, and then you could eat it without bringing it as a karban. So who could you ever trust? If Rabbi Meir says that the Yisraelim are chashid even on their own stuff, so means everyone's chashid, everyone. Right? If a person's chashid on something, lo danu, lo me'idu, lo al asr, lo al shechaveru. So how does everyone's a Yisrael, right? The whole world's at least Yisraelim. So the Yisrael's chashid on these dinim, so you never have the ability to testify about a ma'aser behema, or about any animal, whether it's made to mum. So it must be, there must be a chiluk, therefore, that it was only a chashad by Kohanim, for whatever the reason might be, but we're not choshed the Yisraelim. And we do trust the Yisraelim, whether it's Lebais Behema or whether it's Lebachor, and therefore if a Savik Bechor falls into the property of Yisrael, and he testifies, two people testify that it came naturally, we do in fact trust the Yisrael. That's Rav Nachman's din, and you don't have to find two people outside. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Meiser, Vaday Mehman. You can't bring a ride from Meiser. Meiser Behema, of course you trust the Baal. Why do you trust the Baal? Because the boy Shadi Be Muma Bechuli Edre. If the Baal wants, he can be made to Mum in the entire property. The only Isser of being made to Mum is on the animals of Bechor or Kachim or Meiser Behema. When you already establish a Meiser Behema. But let's say I never brought my animals yet into the pen to create my Meiser Behema. They're all Chulun. I have a Chiv to take Meiser Behema, but I haven't yet done the process. I, as the farmer, I, as the owner of the Ba'abayis, I can go ahead and knock off, cut off every single ear of the animal, and there's no Isser, and I can prevent there from ever being a din of a Ma'aser Behemah. And the Ma'aser Behemah will be Chal and Mum. So since I have the ability to make a Mum before Ma'aser Behemah, they trust me even after the Mum came, even after it became a Ma'aser Behemah. So there's an inherent Nemanus within Ma'aser Behemah. So that's why we have Nemanus by Ma'aser Behemah. But you can't bring me a Raya by a Bechor, though, maybe by a Bechor, where the animal, where the Yisrael cannot be made to Mum in a Bechor. Maybe we shouldn't trust the Yisrael by a Bechor, and you have to go from somewhere outside the house to bring Raya, to bring Edus. So Gemara says, Ella, let's say as follows. The din is, Ella Safek Bechor, the Rai Meir, me made a love. So who's going to be able to grant it by Ma'aser Behemah? We trust the Yisrael because he has a Migo, the Ba'i Shadi Be Mumma Bekuli Edre. But by Bechor, if we're going to say that we don't trust anyone who's chashed in Bechor, he's chashed on himself and anyone else's property, so me Meir love, according to Rabbi Meir, if we don't trust the Yisraelim as well, so then who's ever going to be able to testify about a Bechor? If Kohanim are chashed and Yisraelim are chashed, that means no one could ever testify about a Bechor, because a chashed al-davar, chashed al-lechod, is chashed on Achayim as well. So Gemara says, v'chi teima hachanami lesley tekanta. If you're going to tell me, you're right. According to Rabbi Meir, there is nobody who could testify about a mum of a Bechor, because both the Kohanim and Yisrael are all disqualified. Well, you can't say that. That can't be the case, because we know there is a takana. There is a way to eat a Bechor. How do we know? Patan, the Mishnah tells us, we saw this a couple weeks ago, Shehaya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shechalifa Biyad HaKohen, Patan Min HaMatanos. So if you remember the halacha, if there was a Safik Bechor, I had two animals. One was a Bechor, one was not a Bechor. So we aren't sure which one is which. So the coin gets one of them. Now the other one that I keep, is there a chiyuv to give matanos? Is there a chiyuv to give Zerah L'Chayim, the keva, on the animal that I'm keeping? Now seemingly the answer should be yes. Why? Because either the one that I'm keeping is really Bechor, you should only own an animal. Or if it's not a Bechor, it's just a chulin, that I have a chiyuv in general to give Zerah L'Chayim, the keva, of every chulin. So seemingly one should think that you should have to give matanos of the animal that I'm keeping. But Rabbi Yosef Mechadesh, you're pater. Why you pater? Because there's this din that since in theory the Kohen could have gotten that animal that I'm keeping, but he could have gotten it, it was Chalifin, so he viewed it as if it went to his possession already, and then he returned it back to me. The din is, if I give Manos Kun, if I give a Bechor to a Kohen, and then he sells it back to me, I don't have to give Matanos, I don't have to give Zerah L'Chayim the Keva. So even though this animal didn't physically go to the Kohen and come back to me, it's viewed halachically as if it went to the Kohen and returns back to me, and therefore you're pata from Zerah L'Chayim v'keva. That's the din of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, he says, it's not true. Since this animal that I'm keeping never went into the possession of the Kohen, and therefore is considered a regular chulin animal, or maybe even a Bechor, either way, no matter how you slice it, it's chayev to at least give Zerah L'Chayim v'keva, and therefore he's mechayev you to give Zerah L'Chayim v'keva. Now, second here. So now the only reason why you'd be chayav to give Zerah L'Chayim v'keva, that indicates that the rest of the animal you may keep and you may eat the rest of the animal. But isn't this a Safek Bechor case for Rabbi Meir? And therefore we see that by Safek Bechor, Rabbi Meir allows you to keep it, and when it gets a mum, since it's a Safek Bechor, you have to wait for a mum, you will be able to eat it. But this is not a clear statement, but this is just a proof they're bringing that even Rabbi Meir allows there to be a case that there's a Heter Achila for Safek Bechor. So it goes back to square one now. Where exactly, if we're going to be chashed the Yisraelim, and we're ready to chashed the Kohanim, who could ever testify about how this mum came about? So the Gemara ends up saying, Ella must be Shema Mina, that Habaylim made in Olava, that we do in fact trust the Baalim, we trust the Yisraelim, because it's only Kohanim who did chashed the Amumay, but Yisrael lo chashed the Amumay. We only suspect the Kohanim of lying about this. When it comes to the Yisraelim, we're not chashed them, we in fact do trust them. Okay. Now there is a question that the Achronim do ask, could be a very simple case here, when the mum is so obvious, when the animal, let's say, has five legs, you don't need Edus. The animal is here as is, and that could be a situation where a mayor allows you to eat a bechor. You don't need testimony when the mum is so clear. But either way, the Gemara didn't say that, and the Gemara ends up concluding again that we're only chashed Kohanim, but we're not chashed Yisraelim. Let's continue and finish this daf. Now the Gemara says Itmar. Rav Nachman Amar Halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel. He passed, and Rav Nachman passed like Rav Shimon. That's what? He passing that the halacha is if you find the bechor in the base kohen and it gets a mum. We said before that you trust the beno abiso shekwanim. There you trusted in terms of testifying how the mum came about. Rav Amar Lacha Krabiosi says no. You have 10 people all saying the same thing. If they're bnei beso, we don't trust them at all. So the question is, do you trust? Everyone agrees you don't trust the baal. You don't trust the kohen. But the question is, do you trust bnei beso? That's machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, and this machlokas Amoram had a paskim. So Gemara says, Umi Amar Rav Hach. Does Rav really say we don't trust the bnei beso? V'ha Amar Rav. Doesn't Rav say the baal of omid imanu b'chutz? If the baal is standing outside. And while he's outside the house, nichnas shalim, and a bechor goes inside the house. The baal bais isn't there at all. He's standing outside. Bechor goes into his home. It goes in shalim. The yotze chava comes out with some type of mum. The loch is me'id in a love that we do allow the bnei beisa who are inside the house to testify. This mum came naturally, and we trust them. So according to this statement of Rava, we do trust bnei beisa of the quanim. But above, Rava says like your Rabbi Yossi that we don't trust bnei beisa the gabi the mum. So Gemara says, no, Ema, when it says the Baal Bais is standing outside, it means kol Baalim Omdim, all the Baalim, meaning all the Bnei Beso are outside, velo chashinan, and therefore whoever testifies on the inside, whoever was there was not considered Bnei Beso. But Ein Echnami, Bnei Beso are chashid on the Mum, says Rava. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, my memory, if that's the case, that if everyone's outside, so why would you not trust the animal that went inside and came outside? Why would you think that we wouldn't trust him? The Gemara says, Mao, the same award you have thought, Nechesh Lechashta, perhaps who created them, who was there, who was watching the animal, was the Roa. The Roa is watching the animal go inside the house. But all Bnei Beisa were outside. So maybe you should be Chashta that the Roa was made to mum on purpose in order to be Matir his Baal Bais to eat it. Kamashlan, no, we're not Choshid Chashad of the Roa. We're only Chashid on the Kohen himself and the Bnei Beisa. Hilchas, a bottom line, how do we paskin in the end of the day? What's the halach lemaisa? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says we do trust Bnei Beso, we don't trust the Baal Bais, and we do trust Bnei Beso, the Dafka Beno Bita, only his son and his daughter do we trust. Aval Isha Love, the wife of the Kohen, the Ashes Kohen, just like we don't trust the Kohen himself, we don't trust Ashes Kohen. Why? My time, a famous statement, because Isha Kagufadami, because we view them as being one, and the same Psulat Nemanis exists for the wife of the Kohen. So Gemara now says, we'll finish this going on to Amr Beis now. Amalei Rapapala Abaye. Le Rabbi Meir, the Amar, HaChashad Al Davar Lo Danu Lo Me'idu. Rabbi Meir holds, if you're chashad in one thing, we don't trust you to testify about Bechor, whether it's your own Bechor, whether it's someone else's Bechor. You're chashad in Bechor, you're chashad that entire area. And he also says, we have another statement of Rabbi Meir, which we're plugging together now. The Kama Rabbi Meir, HaChashad Al Davar Echad, is chashad al L'chol Tar Kula. If there's one area of Torah the guy's chashad on, that means he loses in that monastery Lagabe Kol Tar Kula. So now a guy who's chashad on Bechor, he can't testify about anything at all. So now what happens is as follows. If every Kohen is chashad on a Bechor, that means he's chashad on everything in the Torah. That means a Kohen can never testify or judge anything in the Torah. Because we have a din. Are we going to now conclude a Kohen can never be a Dayan because he's Chashid on Bechor? That means he's Chashid on Kol Tar Kula? But actually, the Pasuk tells us clearly, the Torah tells us, we trust the Kohen, it says, V'nikshua Kohanim in the Pasuk, B'nei Levi, that Ki Vam Bachar Hashem Elokecha, that they were chosen, L'sharis L'varach B'Shem Hashem, to service Hashem, to bless us in the shame of Hashem, V'alpiyem Yekoriv V'chol Nega, any type of fight, any type of Nega Tzeras, we trust them. So we do trust them as Dayanim. But if they're chashad davar echad and chashad kol tar kula, how can we trust them according to Rabbi Meir? And so Gemara answers, and we'll stop here in the very top of Lamed Vav and Aleph. Amar Abai says, Amar damar Rabbi Meir chashasha. Granted, there's a certain chashash, we suspect them. But lachzuke mi amar, do we say there's a chazaka we don't trust them? No, we suspect them. And therefore, unless they create a chazaka that we don't trust them, in terms of implementation, we do allow the Qur'an to be dayanim. We always are chashad them to a certain extent, but we don't implement that. That's just leaving the back of our mind that there's perhaps some chashash we should keep in mind, but with that chazaka, there's no chazaka, they still do, in fact, have nemanis. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.